Let me be the first to wish you a happy National Roadkill Day.
Great. I'm so glad we have a day dedicated to celebrating that.
Don't worry if you haven't made plans yet. We have you covered with a new service.
What's wrong, Linda?
It's National Roadkill Day, and I haven't hit anything in weeks. What will I feed the kids?
True.
Oh, wow.
You should try Uber Streets, the only service that delivers fresh roadkill right to your front door.
Wow, who knew that was an
Wait,
option?
Is that the Himalayan stew?
Mm.
Really? How does it work?
Simple. Download the app, then pick from a menu of raccoon, squirrel, possum, or rabbit.
Mm. Great, but I could do without the extra gravel.
No problem. With Uber Streets, you can also pick the type of road your roadkill comes from.
Great.
Oh, wow. Wow,
so many choices.
So convenient.
Dirt, paved, asphalt, or West Virginia.
Wow, Jan, I owe you big time.
Hey, just save me a bite of armadillo.
Oh. Uber Streets. Eating
wow.
good, thanks to someone's hood.
Aw, see?
That
see, now you have
is
options.
A catchy tagline.
Now you have options.
And West Virginia is its own category.
It is. It is. You
that
know what?
Sounds
Kentucky
special.
Didn't make the list.
I'm upset about that. I felt like we probably have some fine roadkill cuisine
but, you
possibilities
know,
in the state.
It makes you feel maybe a little hoity-toity if you're getting it imported from West Virginia, you know?
Imported from West. This is imported Himalayan rabbit. Himalayan in the road.
Himalayan in the road.
Absolutely.
That's right. So, happy National Roadkill Day. What's the last thing you hit with your car?
I've never hit an animal.
You never have?
No. And my husband is a turtle saver. He has saved, and I've witnessed, 9 turtles.
Yeah, I have saved turtles, too. You have to be careful when you're saving them that
yeah.
they're not snapping turtles
oh,
because
you found that out. Yeah.
You got to grab them way back because they have long necks
yep.
and they will bite you.
They can reach.
Yeah.
And you can't reason with them.
I've saved the squirrels. I mean, I've saved the turtles, but I know I've hit raccoons.
Oh.
And it's one of those things where I remember my wife was pregnant in the passenger seat, and I saw and I missed the first one that ran by.
Oh,
but the
little buddy didn't. Wasn't so lucky. Oh no!
But his partner didn't quite make it.
Oh, that's tragic.
And my wife was like, "What did you just kill with the car?" And I was like,
"It was him or us."
Yeah. I almost hit a deer. And I remember this.
That'll mess
because,
you up a little
because
bit.
It was yeah, it was late at night and it was foggy.
Yep.
And it flashed in front of my car.
Oh.
Like I saw it at the very last second and it like I don't know how the deer and I didn't collide.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I have had almost with some deer.
Yeah.
Out where we live too. Yeah. I had to slam on the brakes twice.
I did see another car hit a deer one time.
Ooh.
And you know, we were
That's
on.
That's kind of traumatizing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we were on 71 in Oldham County. And, you know, we saw the deer coming up over the hill. And we're like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And then it just continued to run across the highway. And the car in front of us clipped it. And we're like, oh no. Yeah. So.
Did they stop or just keep going?
They stopped.
Okay.
They stopped to check everything out. I mean, what are you going to do with the deer?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, but they're, I think, just checking out their car. But yeah, today, National Roadkill Day. So hopefully you don't hit anything today.
Or?
But if you do.
If you do.
there's dinner options.
there's tasty. Dinner options.
I hope there's someone who just moved to Kentucky who's they're listening like, to this
like,
right now.
They're like, going, it's everything they said it was.
Where did I move?
It's everything they said it was going to be.
You know, once you get past the smell, skunk ain't too bad. Did I go too far?
A little.
Okay.
A little. A little too jarring for my brain to process right now.
You just looked at me, blank stare. Is he serious?
Sometimes you do literally take all the words out of my brain.
Yeah, thanks.
That was one of those times.
Thank you.